This is WFYI News Now. It's October 31st, and I'm Darian Benson. Coming up, college enrollment is at a record low in Indianapolis, and some say students are questioning the value of higher education.
Everybody has that story about that person that went and got a college degree in Russian history and lives in their parents' basement, but that's not the statistical reality.
And a Purdue researcher says space debris is changing our upper atmosphere. But first, these headlines. Republican Senator Todd Young says he supports a proposed funding package from President Joe Biden that includes aid for both Ukraine and Israel during a forum in Indianapolis Monday. The panel was hosted by the U.S. Global Leadership Coalition, a Washington, D.C.-based nonprofit that represents both national security and business interests. Panelists discussed how U.S. foreign policy impacts Indiana. Senator Young told Liz Schreyer, president and CEO of the U.S. Global Leadership Coalition, that he believes financial support will help reduce the chance of the U.S. having to become involved militarily in either conflict.
There are no boots on the ground. It is expensive. But what I would argue is even more expensive is if you have to put boots on the ground.
New U.S. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson has argued for striking Ukraine aid from the president's proposed $105 billion spending package. Young said he supports whatever can eventually pass, either as two separate measures or in the same package. 1 year after the U.S. Supreme Court ended the constitutional right to abortion, the number of legal abortions in Indiana decreased, even though abortion was still legal in Indiana until August 2023. That's according to a new report by the Society of Family Planning. The We Count report tracked abortions across the country from July 2022 to June 2023. Indiana had about 2,000 fewer abortions in the year after the Dobbs decision. The report found almost 115,000 fewer legal abortions took place in states with near or total abortion bans. But that number was met by an increase of abortions in states where the service remains legal. Researchers suggest this slight increase in numbers is due to more assistance for people seeking out-of-state abortions. They also suggest new clinics opening up in states where abortion is legal and expanded access to telehealth services are behind the national increase. The Indianapolis art scene sees a return on its investment. WFYI's Jill Sheridan reports a recent study finds the nonprofit arts and culture sector brought in more than $520 million in direct economic impact.
The national report led by Americans for the Arts examined hundreds of metros. The findings cover more than a year through 2022 and 2023 and reflect the work of nearly 100 local groups. Indy Arts Council President and CEO Julie Goodman says the report shows Indianapolis's art scene is thriving.
And I think that's related to the breadth and depth of arts and culture organizations and the kind of breadth and depth of our creative economy in Indianapolis and in central Indiana.
The Arts Council helps facilitate grants to local groups using city funding. The study finds the Indianapolis arts scene supported more than 7,400 jobs with $342 million in earnings. I'm Jill Sheridan, WFYI News.
College enrollment is at a record low in Indianapolis. From WFYI's education desk, Sydney Dauphiné has more.
The number of high schoolers in Marion County going directly to college after graduation has fallen every year since 2012. And in 2021, it was less than 50%, according to new state data. Jason Cloth is CEO of Ascend Indiana. He says he believes more people are questioning the value of higher education.
Everybody has that story about that person that went and got a college degree in Russian history and lives in their parents' basement. But that's not the statistical reality.
Cloth says some families can't afford the high cost of college, especially in a moment when other living costs are on the rise. Lawmakers are working to make college more affordable, but it could take years for those changes to lead to increased college enrollment. For WFYI News, I'm Sydney Dauphiné.
As of 2022, the European Space Agency has tracked some 30,000 pieces of space junk floating in the upper atmosphere. Now, as WFYI's Ben Thorpe reports, scientists say that as space junk burns up and falls back to Earth, it leaves behind vaporized metals that are changing the makeup of our skies.
Space junk has been a growing concern among scientists as more and more satellites are launched into orbit around the Earth. A new study now shows that space junk is also changing up the composition of our atmosphere to unknown effect. Daniel Sitso is a Purdue researcher who worked on the report. He says meteorites also burn up in the atmosphere as they fall back to Earth, but they leave behind a different set of vaporized metals.
That probably has an impact on, again, the chemistry of our atmosphere, and we just don't know at this point what that impact is because it's so new.
Sitso says more research is needed to understand exactly how the different metals in the atmosphere could impact our world. But he says the new metallic makeup could have impacts on climate, cloud formation, and the Earth's ozone layer. I'm Ben Thorpe.
That's all for today's episode of WFYI News Now. Today's podcast was produced by the following people who live in your community: Aubriana Heron, Kendall Antron, and me, Darian Benson. Our news director is Sarah Neil Estes. If you liked today's episode, remember to subscribe and share, and find us wherever you get your podcasts to hear more stories about your community.